From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Today, Michael Jordan made his first public comment since he announced last week that he will resume his NBA playing career with the Washington Wizards. Jordan indicated his competitive fire has not been extinguished by a 3-year layoff. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Michael Jordan left professional basketball as a player in 1998 after leading his team, the Chicago Bulls, to their third consecutive NBA title. He had been the league's scoring leader for 10 seasons. He was, in the minds of most, the game's greatest player with seemingly little left to accomplish.
But it's an itch that still needs to be scratched here. And I want to make sure this scratch doesn't bother me for the rest of my life.
Jordan held forth in the practice court of his new team, the Wizards, for whom he has been president of basketball operations and a part owner. He will give up his management job and share of the team in return for a 2-year contract worth upwards of $1 million a year. He said the money was unimportant, and in fact, Jordan has announced he will donate this season's salary to the victims of the September 11th attacks. What Jordan is really interested in is competing again, measuring himself against some of the new stars of the NBA.
And you say, well, the young dogs are going to chase me around. Well, I'm not going to bark too far away from them either. You know, I'm not running from nobody. I think, if anything, it'd be a great challenge for me. You know, I'm not saying that I can take Kobe Bryant or I can take Tracy McGrady or, you know, you guys are the only ones saying that they can take me. All good and fine. You know, I'm pretty sure they're sitting back and welcoming the challenge. Guess what? I'm sitting back and welcoming the challenge, too.
Jordan says he is at 100% physically and plans to play a full 82-game schedule, but he cautioned reporters not to expect the soaring leaps to the rim from the foul line that have been his trademark. He's 38 now, an age when all but the most physically blessed athletes are past their prime.
Physically, I know that I'm not 25 years old. I'm not stepping up and saying that I will be 25 years old when I step on that court, but I feel like I can play the game of basketball at the highest level. And that's what I'm aiming to do.
Wizards fans, with precious little to cheer for the past several seasons, are energized by Jordan's return. The team has already sold out its season ticket packages. The league, too, expects to profit from having Jordan on the floor once again. The Wizards open up training camp tomorrow in Wilmington, North Carolina. The season begins with a game against the Knicks at Madison Square Garden, October 30th. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.